And what is there a general term that you use for feeding cattle? You might say, if you live on a farm, you look at the clock and you say, well, it's about time to go
feed the cows. Mm-hmm.
Is there another term that when you're talking about feeding all the stock?
No.
Do you ever just say feed? Do you ever use the term go feed just to meaning give everybody something?
Yeah.
Is there a word that you use when you're talking about feeding chickens that would be different?
I don't think so.
And what's the term that you use to refer to a hen on an egg?
Laying.
And suppose she's trying to hatch it?
Setting.
Well, what is the kind of shelter where chickens live?
Chicken house.
All right, and is there another name you can think of? Maybe this might be a shelter where they might just go to lay.
Roosting. Chicken roost.
And still another one I'm thinking of, it may be a wire type enclosure.
Well, it'll just be a chicken lot, I guess.
What about coop?
Oh, yes.
What do you think of it as being, as different to a chicken house?
Well, a coop can be moved around from place to place. It's one person could usually
really?
A chicken coop around where Spotty wanted it on the place.
Is it used for something?
Usually on the farm, the farmers would have chicken coops for the hens that had little baby chickens.
Oh.
Put them in there. The little chickens could run out around a while, but the hen couldn't get away for a while.
Oh, I see. Oh, I didn't know that. The part of a chicken, the bone of an eaten chicken that children like to play with is called a...
Well, let's see, wishbone.
And do you know any superstitions about the wishbone?
We used to play it, but let me see. You make a wish. You make your wish, and whichever got the shorter piece, the wish was supposed to come true.
Did you tell your wish before, or you made it quietly?
No, I believe we kept it secret until after we broke it.
Oh. Is there a general sort of overall term to refer to the edible inside parts of a pig or a cow? But I think maybe if you use the word, I may be wrong about this, but I think maybe you might use the word guts to refer to the inedible part, the part you know you'd throw away, or something like that. And then is there a term that you might use to refer to the part that you'd keep to eat?
Well, there are several parts in there, and I don't remember using any term for it all. We'd refer to ribs and middlings and...
Middlings?
That's the fat sides.
Oh, really?
Used for, in other words, fat back and streak of lean meat.
Oh, I never heard it called middlings.
That's the streak of lean. Some of it wouldn't have, the fat back would have no lean at all, but this middling part with some meat on it would be called streak of lean and have streaks of, one or two streaks of lean through it, and that's the best smelling meat cooking of any in the world.
I use that to season green beans and things with.
Mm-hmm. We do too.
Now I know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Mm-hmm. It's better than using fat back, I think.
As for bacon, I'd a lot rather have streak of lean fried.
Would you?
Or bacon instead of bacon.
I think I can see why.
It can get so hungry, the fireman. See, in the fire hall, fire hall is another end of this building right there. We're on the same level.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they have a kitchen there too. Mm. Well, they cook their own meals here. And in the mornings, sometimes they cook certain things that's delicious smelling. The aroma comes up through the building on City Hall and the auditorium.
Oh, really?
And